Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 54, and this update is for the second week of 2023. This week's knowledge share will continue the trend of New Year's resolutions. I am honored to share with you the simple tasks that you can do in hopes that you will improve your website and business security maturity as we start this year off by taking responsibility. This week's New Year's security resolution is all about how to ensure your sites are not running insecure, abandoned, or unsupported components. In this week's vulnerability roundup, I will include information about one critical unauthenticated security bug that was patched by its developers recently. I will also share a list of plugins reportedly being targeted by a botnet which is attacking WordPress websites. Now, onto this week's weekly knowledge share, all about how to check if your WordPress website is running an insecure, abandoned, or an unsupported component. In the past week, there's been a lot of news being shared about a botnet targeting WordPress websites. This botnet's behavior is simple. It has weaponized attacks against insecure and abandoned WordPress plugins. Upon successful compromise of a website, it installs a backdoor or a node, which will then listen for further commands from their attacker's central or command and control server, which perpetuates further attacks against more websites. The only surprise is the age of some of the weaponized vulnerabilities that this botnet is using. Full details on the vulnerabilities being targeted were not included in the reports, but some investigations show that they're targeting vulnerabilities that were patched back in 2016. Which brings me to the point of this week's knowledge share, which is a reminder to ensure your WordPress websites are running updated, secured, and supported components. Here's a checklist for ensuring your website's plugins are secure. Don't worry, it won't take long for each site. First, we can easily check if your plugins have any updates available. All you need to do is log into your WordPress website's admin panel and check the Plugins tab. If you have a red number highlighted in the tab, then you know an update is available. The same is true for your themes. These updates could be features or security related. A default WordPress installation only tells you that an update is available. So in order to go one step further, we need to check if any installed components have known vulnerabilities if a security update is available. This is where a tool like the PatchStack plugin comes in handy. It will tell you if you're running a known vulnerable component on any of your websites, and will provide you a centralized dashboard so you can check multiple websites in one go. This is a very handy tool for detecting insecure components that receive no updates from their developers, or for any website that has sensitivity to applying updates out of fear that it may break the website. Now that we can confirm the site's components are up to date, or at least up to date with security patches, what more could there be? Well, we should confirm that the components that we chose are actively supported and have not been abandoned. Active development is important for any project that you're using on your websites. You can see if the component has been recently updated via a recent commit date or in the component's changelog if they provide the dates with every release. If it has been years since the developer's last commit to the project, you may want to reconsider using a project that receives more frequent updates. But slow commits are not a sign of insecurity or even of abandonment. They're simply a sign of slow commits. Maybe the developer only pushes one new release every year or two. There is a chance the developer is still active with their community. You can reach out to them via email or the support forums for the plugin or any other method. In fact, if you see that the developer is active in their support forums or online, this is a great sign. Reach out and ask them how things are going with the project and what priorities they're looking at for the next release. Engaging with the developers of projects you use is a fine way to show you support and appreciate their efforts. I'm sure that a financial donation would also be much appreciated too, but sending them a thank you and showing your appreciation and interest in where the project is going is infinitely better than being just one more anonymous tick on their project's download counter. During this process, you may come to a point where replacing a component seems like a good idea. So I will leave you with one last recommendation. If you find yourself comparing two components, not sure which one you should go with, they both appear regularly updated and well supported by their developments, I'll give you one more thing, which is a tipping point. To me, I would check to see if they have a mature security posture. Specifically, do they communicate security well? Do they have a vulnerability disclosure policy? Do they make it easy for security researchers to report security issues to their team? And in turn, do you see that their project's changelog includes at least a few clearly communicated security updates? If the project does this, then that's the sort of project you know you can trust is supported, will respond to security issues appropriately, and genuinely cares about their users' safety. Now, onto this week's vulnerability roundup, starting with that critical security bug I mentioned earlier. The developers of the Membership for WooCommerce plugin released a patch a few weeks ago, which secures their code against an unauthenticated arbitrary file upload security bug. The plugin only has a few hundred installations, but site owners should make sure they apply the most recent security update as soon as possible. The CNA that accepted and reported this bug issue plans to release a proof of concept to the public on January 25th, so site owners only have a few weeks to make sure they've updated. Next up is the Dr. Webb's report. A security research firm called Dr. Webb recently released a report regarding backdoors infecting web servers through insecure WordPress websites. This report includes details on the backdoor that the botnet was using, as well as the insecure components the hackers were exploiting. The report from Dr. Webb lacks vulnerable version ranges for the insecure components, but if you're running any of the plugins that are they list, it would be a good idea to make sure you have applied all available security updates. The list of plugins will be available in the Patchstock blog post. I won't waste your time trying to repeat them here, but it's also useful to visit the blog post so you can follow the link to read Dr. Webb's report yourself. Now onto this week's thanks and appreciation. This week, a thank you goes out to the developers of Membership for WooCommerce. Thank you for that quick patch and securing the websites for your users. A special thank you also goes out to the researchers at Dr. Webb. Thank you for the honest reporting about botnet activity. Your initial report was clear and transparent regarding the botnet activity targeting old, publicly known vulnerabilities in these WordPress components. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the Patchstack Weekly Security Update. Thank you.